Kevin Smith,
and TJ Cole,
in our podcast,
It's More Likely Than You Think.
Attention shoppers, today's 69 cent special is a two-pack. TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
We tried a thing.
gave me lung disease.
If you or a loved one has listened to 69 Cent Special
and caught mesothelioma,
that's weird, dude.
Yeah, stop huffing asbestos while you listen to 69 Cent Special.
I mean, I'm not going to tell them what not to do while listening to 69 Cent Special,
but I will tell you what to do: avoid asbestos
as best as you can.
Ooh, why wasn't that the ad campaign?
It probably was in Canada.
You know what? You're right.
They're much more pun flavored than we are.
Or Ireland. They're much more witty than us.
Well, that's why they wouldn't have done it.
It's true.
Because it's not funny.
So,
correct me if I'm wrong, but last week, this last episode that came out,
yes,
that's going to have been Dracula?
Correct. So we need to atone, is what you're saying?
It's been a while since we've had a good, proper Jesus.
That's a good point.
We had a fake Jesus.
We did have a fake Jesus.
With good against evil.
Mm-hmm.
Which definitely had demon.
I think that was more of a covert Jesus. But it had demon,
but it wasn't about Jesus.
That's true. That's a good point. Yes.
You know? Is Diablo a secret Jesus? No.
No, it's a Blizzard game.
It's a Blizzard game, so it's worse.
Yeah.
It's just the devil. Don't you dare flip that paper upside down.
I'll leave it.
I want it to be uncomfortable every time.
It is.
They'll never see this.
Yeah.
And they should be grateful. We got a Jesus cartoon.
It's called Beyond the Manger.
It's
horrifying. Definitely early 2000s CGI.
How early do you think?
Well, I have the year. I can see
okay,
the
year. But judge it.
Oh, covering the year. When did Toy Story come out?
1996.
Okay, 1974.
This and heavy metal came out in the same year.
Yes.
Which actually would make it very impressive.
No, this reminds me of those early, like, CG, you know, like the CG music videos, like, kind of like...
Like Money for Nothing?
Or like, no, like Imaginarium. Not Imaginarium, but there was one where it's like... the imaginary instruments and like the big watermelons are making sounds.
The thing that we've watched a significant amount of in multiple videos.
Yeah, it reminds me around that, but like 10 years after that came out.
and not just a tech demo.
Right. This is like we're late to the party on this whole computers thing.
This looks like it's going to look subpar to Spookly the Square Pumpkin.
This has the fongest of shaders. Do you know what? A Fong shader, Phong.
Oh, like the guy from Reboot, Fong. Master
okay.
Fong.
Well, Fong shading is like the default way that light hits a model in 3D.
I believe that is the joke with Master Fong.
Yeah, so when you see like really like early 3D, it's because they really only had like Fong shading.
Right.
So it looks very plastic. It looks
Can I say?
Yes.
It looks like there's a Bugs Bunny toy on the front? On the right?
On the right? Oh, I didn't notice because he was looking up at the Jesus.
At the
Jesus cross. Well, that looks like a character from Toy Story 3.
It does look like Lotso Huggin' Bear.
Yeah, they're both looking at what looks like a joint with a baby doll head.
Can I ask you? Can I ask you?
Yeah, you may ask.
This is even a question.
Yeah.
Can I say?
Yes.
My favorite genre of Sonic fan art is Sonic characters converting to Christianity.
That's big enough to be its own genre?
It's a genre.
Holy shit.
Usually it's Sonic. Sometimes it's Shadow. Never Eggman.
That's like when I found out biopunk was a thing.
What's it?
Biopunk?
Can I guess?
You may guess.
I don't know why I'm stuttering so much. I like totals. is it like cyberpunk,
mm-hmm,
but with bio?
Nailed it. So instead of like cybernetic implants,
you get a gross arm.
Yeah, and a lot of genetic engineering.
Yeah.
That's biopunk.
Okay.
There's also diesel punk.
Yeah, I love all the punks.
Yeah, punk genres are great.
So solar punk's a fun one that's coming up.
Ooh, is that like Dyson Sphere sort of stuff?
It's what if
uh-huh
things didn't have to suck in the future.
Oh, it's a little more optimistic.
It's
genre.
One of the more hopeful punks.
I appreciate that. Because a lot of punk genres are very pessimistic.
I mean, this is still pessimistic because it's like, here's what we could be doing, but we're not.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
Because a lot of it is just like slight retoolings of modern technology that like...
It's a little closer to now than some punk genres.
Well, because like there's that standard Onion headline of green energy ready to go whenever, scientists say. Where it's just like, we could fix a lot of these problems right now. It's just not profitable.
Yeah, we could totally do it.
So it ends up being kind of cynical in that way, but it's also very hopeful to imagine a future where it doesn't.
So it's somewhere in between in terms of tone, cyberpunk and Star Trek. It's like right in the middle.
And I think that's a safe place to be.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. Like,
I don't even think Star Trek's that hopeful.
It's
hopeful so far as you are on.
It's a more idealistic view.
Sure, and it is space communism.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm totally in favor of that as both a fan of space and communism. And I've been arrested.
Dope fucking shirts.
and sometimes terrible shirts.
True. Touche.
Oftentimes very. We could talk about Star Trek for a million billion years. Let's talk about Jesus.
Who are you?
Our Lord and Savior.
Well, first of all, we've got Cowboy Yo-Yo.
There is Cowboy Yo-Yo. No, okay.
Yes.
You said you knew when this came out?
Yes.
When is that?
2006.
Okay. Could that be a reference to Woody's Roundup?
What is that?
From Toy Story 2?
Oh, maybe.
Because he had a yo-yo.
Oh, so they're just straight up like, we're going to.
We're just
going to
copy Pixar whenever we can and have this yo-yo.
Well, I mean, they also look like they have like a toy alien.
That could be anything. That could be a
baby.
Well,
who's the cartoon guy that like Marvin the Martian?
Marvin the Martian?
No, there's the other Martian.
There's no other Martians.
There's some cartoon. It might not be. Anyway.
Are you thinking of. hold on. Let me see it again.
He looks almost just like that.
I don't know if he has a voice like this or not.
Oh.
He floats around. He's small.
The Great Gazoo.
Okay, yeah.
From Flintstones.
Oh, the Flintstones! Okay.
He looks nothing like that.
You know what?
He's all green.
Oh, he's all green?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's wearing like a green helmet.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. And
he does not sound like that at all.
I'm gonna read the back.
Please read the back.
Also, I can't tell what the... Oh, it's. I think it's like a... Oh, it's a snow house. Never mind.
A snow globe, you mean? Or a snow house?
No, it's like a snow house.
An igloo?
Not an igloo, it's just like a snow house. It's got a door. It might not be snow, it might be...
That might be the cave that Jesus came out of.
It might be a... Oh, true, and that's like... Yeah, okay, anyway.
That might be sand and not snow.
So this first line is going to make you giggle, probably.
I might.
So this looks like it's part of a series called Storyteller Cafe.
Ooh, I hope there's coffee.
That'd be great.
That I can't drink.
This award-winning computer animated series is different. Yep, I'm pumping the brakes.
What awards?
Yeah, I don't know. They don't list any.
I love it.
I know.
This award-winning podcast by Kevin Smith and TJ Cole.
Source, just trust me. This award-winning computer animated series is different from any other gospel presentation for kids.
Christ, I hope so.
Each story is tailored to tell more than the obvious Bible story. Oh, they're going over Storyteller Cafe as a whole. Each story is tailored to tell more than the obvious Bible story. Included are interesting details about what places really looked like and how people lived, as seen through the eyes of some fascinating characters.
Hey, pause.
Yep.
There's a pink elephant?
Yeah, and a living yo-yo.
So I don't...
And what looks like a giraffe made out of a dreidel or something? I don't know what fuck that is.
That's probably offensive to someone.
Yeah, probably.
Probably David Schwimmer, specifically. Because he played the giraffe in Madagascar.
Oh, sick, dude. Nice.
And he's Jewish.
Fucking good job.
What I'm picking... I don't know why I'm stuttering so much. Or stammering so much.
Oh, it also lists the characters. So we're going to...
Let me...
Yeah.
My guess is that this is going to be like a VeggieTales type thing where these characters are basically actors.
Got it. Okay, I see what you're saying.
You've seen a VeggieTale.
Yeah, I've seen at least one vegetable tale.
Yeah, okay. Even though most of them are fruit.
Yeah. Get with the picture.
Vegetable isn't even a biological term.
VeggieTables. Featured are Pete, the World War II pilot.
Okay. Oh, are all of these in quotes?
All the names are.
Okay, good.
And his trusty plane, Gus and his sidekicks, Gallop. This is formatted really oddly. Hold on, give me a second.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to figure out who or what is describing who.
Okay.
Because, like, featured are Pete, the World War II pilot, and his trusty plane, Gus, and his sidekicks, Gallop, the laugh snorting horse, Tex, the lasso wielding yo-yo.
That's for, yeah.
Tina, the tutu wearing elephant.
Okay.
And Chip, the computer expert Martian. It's on the back.
Yeah.
Just to name a few.
Okay. Okay.
So Pete's the World War II pilot.
He has a plane named Gus.
Gallop is the horse.
We see him on the cover.
Yeah. Tex is the yo-yo.
Yes.
Tina is the elephant.
Yes.
And Chip is the Martian.
Right. And he has a challenge, presumably.
Nice.
Ah, thanks.
Beyond the Manger is an exciting show about Jesus' birth. We'll
be the judge of that.
Yeah. Birth, life, and his victory on the cross.
Was that just
capitalized?
The proper capitalization, where just the H, or was it the whole thing?
Just the H. Okay. But I'm sensing. It teaches us that there's so much more to Easter than just eggs and bunnies, and explains how they become part of a celebration.
Oh, perfect. This is in SEO for when this is coming out, right? It's not.
No. Well, when you have the name Beyond the Manger, I expect Christmas, but this is Easter.
Hey, yeah, no, that's a good point.
Yeah. Jesus died and rose again for all of us! !
Well.
Join Pete, not in quotes this time, so it's probably a different Pete, and his storyteller cafe friends.
This is a special episode of Pete and Pete.
Ah! Join Pete and Pete and his storyteller cafe friends as they discover and celebrate the real meaning of Easter, which we all know is to get sick off of marshmallow peeps.
What's the fucking deal with sour candy and Easter?
That's a great question.
Like, I think it's
basically the edible form of Catholic guilt.
Well, I'm not Catholic.
I know, but it's like,
and I never was.
Sadistic Catholics wanting other people to feel.
Well,
pain.
See, us Protestants, like, we don't feel guilt.
No,
because we're just like, I said fucking sorry. Once.
I nailed a paper to your door.
Yeah, we all have to do that, yeah. Martin Luther style. Yeah. We all have to find, like, one Catholic house and, like, nail a yeah. bunch of complaints to their door.
These are my grievances. Your plant is too tall.
Like, yeah, exactly. Sort of if homeowners associations were more like that, I think they'd be more fun. You know what I mean? You have to get Martin Luther to fucking...
Right. You have to specifically get Martin Luther.
Well, you have to dress up like Martin Luther.
Oh, dude, yeah.
So you have to
see,
wear a lot of
browns.
Then
people everywhere in your community would know, oh, shit.
You have to write it with a quill.
Oh.
Nail it to their door.
Right. Right. Ugh.
And then just walk away. Say yeah. nothing else.
Say nothing else.
And then start a religion.
And start your own HOA.
Yeah. You have to start a new separate one.
Yep.
Every single time.
Running time 30 minutes. The best line in this back.
Yeah.
Created and directed by Angela Ward Costello.
Oh. No relation to...
Who also did the music. Huh?
No relation to...
Elvis?
Elvis Costello or any other Costello.
I am a Costello Island.
No man is a Costello.
Lindy Lindstrom was also the editor and senior producer.
Cool. I don't really care.
Also, if you need a prayer, call CBN. CBN is, I don't know what that stands
Canadian
for.
Butt Network.
Canadian Bean Need.
Nutter.
If you need a prayer,
bean need. I like that.
Yeah. If you need a prayer, call CBN's 24-hour prayer line. I'm not reading that number.
At 1-800, go to hell.
Ah, close. Visit our website at cbn.com. Well, you know what that means.
Time to get out our phone, everybody.
Time to surf the internet.
We're surfing on the internet. Cyberspace, send free, enter virtual reality.
I'm sorry, it's www1.cbn.com.
Sorry, you do an internets for a job.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Internet domains are weird.
Okay.
Because they're technically backwards. So the last thing, like .com, .net.
Mm-hmm.
Is what's called the top level domain.
Okay.
So what that means is DNS servers have, it's basically a tree of, oh, here's the .com bucket. So we look at .com. Okay, it's .com. Now let's look at the next part of the URL.
Okay.
And it's like, Google. Okay.
When I'm understanding you.
And then, oh, anything before that, you can just keep going. So the first part of a URL is usually what's called the subdomain.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be like, you've seen like info.whatever.com.
I have not, but
yes. Or shop.something.com.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was taking the place of the www?
Mm-hmm. Because www is a subdomain.
Oh.
Because you can have just blah.com or www.blah.com.
I see. And typically they just route to the same.
Yeah, typically they just point to the same server. But in this case, www.
But you could fuck with it.
Yeah. I don't know the significance because I've also seen www2. I've seen that more commonly than www1, but I don't know what they mean.
Thank you for that actual informational lesson in this shitty podcast where we do fart jokes.
I hope you learned something because I'm sure not. What the fuck?
Did you get a virus on your phone?
No.
Is this the place that also sells Spookly the Square Pumpkin?
No, that's something I'll show you later. It's pretty nuts. But, no, CBN, it just looks like a Christian. What does it stand for?
Broadcasting Network.
Probably.
Christian Bean Need.
Cannabis Be Neat.
This is not a,
No Jesus question mark?
Got Jesus? Got Christ?
Oh, what? Oh, questions we can help, send us an email or call this number.
Got Malk?
Jesus Christ died for... We must receive Christ. Yeah, but then we want to play like a cross and then pass it to someone else.
You went for a football joke.
Yeah.
I was going to go for like a tennis joke.
Oh, that's a good one too.
You don't want to get service aced by Jesus.
Right?
Are we going to watch this fucking movie?
Well, okay.
What's our expectation?
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you expect? Well, first of all, what do you expect other than the fact that the disc is on the left on the inside of
now,
this case?
Now, I know that that's a packaging error.
Right.
That's
but
just
God the, almighty, I hate it.
That's just that the paper's upside down.
Yeah, the outside paper zone. It's a teensy bit scratched.
Oh no.
But
we might end up having to use our backup anyway.
That's a nasty one, but we'll see.
I think this is going to be fucking unwatchable.
What do you think the voice acting is going to be like?
Terrible.
I hope so too.
Okay. Do you think it's going to be generically terrible where it's just bland? Or do you think it's going to be like the Christmas tree?
I'm hoping that it is people who have never seen a microphone or a vocal booth in their life, or it's recorded really poorly.
What I love about a lot of these animations that we end up watching is that we do a better job of recording voice.
And we are, and this is,
and
not
only one
exactly
of us has been professionally trained.
Yeah, not me.
Well, I mean,
sure, for a week or two.
Yeah, that's more than me.
But like, there's no soundproofing in this room.
Yeah, no,
it's got reverb like crazy.
To spoil all the magic for you guys, we're in a wind tunnel right now.
Yeah, you've heard of the anechoic chamber where there's literally no echoes? We're in the opposite of that.
It's
where
just
it's only
all
echoes. You're only hearing our echoes.
We're actually just in what caverns?
Oh, the Grand Canyon.
We're in the Grand Canyon. I was trying to find a name for some caverns.
Oh,
the Pequot Caverns.
Pequot. Oh, from Mazes and Monsters.
Yeah, we're in the Pequot.
Shit, dude.
We're in Pequot Cavern.
Yeah, that was echoey as fuck, wasn't it?
I don't know why I went to that one. I'm trying to actually find a particular one in my head.
Carlsbad?
Carlsbad is the one I was looking for.
But we don't know yet. Carl might be good.
Carl might be... what?
Let's watch this show.
Go to this fucking shit. Go to commercial.
Yeah. Roll the footage!
All right.
Fuck that.
Actually, I had a thought.
Fuck this. That.
So we that had was... nothing to talk about with Beyond the Manger. Other
so
than...
we're not going to talk about it. We're going to watch something else.
It was basically exactly what we expected.
Yeah.
It was just shitty.
Yeah.
The voice acting was bad. It was very no not. It when it was talking about the Jesus stuff, it was very no nonsense.
Yeah.
But everything else was just insufferable.
It's just...
There's nothing good about it. Don't watch it.
Don't.
We're going to watch a different movie called D period R period E period E. Let me start that again.
Let's try it again.
D period R period E period A period M period team.
Nice.
Or dream team.
Or dream T period E period A period M period.
Yeah. Allegedly a cross between Charlie's Angels and Mission Impossible, starring Martin Sheen.
Allegedly. Co-starring Martin Sheen. He's like 12th build.
He's 12th build, but the only recognizable face.
Yes.
Credited. Multinational terrorists in Puerto Rico have pointed an anthrax bomb at the United States. And that's only their first target.
Oh my God.
Now, how big would that bomb have to be in order to hit the entire United States?
It'd have to be the size of like Colorado.
Like it would have to be a big one, right?
They'd basically have to throw an asteroid at
like it takes
the US.
A lot of anthrax.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't take a lot of anthrax to kill one guy.
They'd have to set up a lot of very precisely placed fans to blow all of the anthrax across the country.
And if there's one thing I know about America, it's that we do not like setting up very large fans.
Yeah. Especially in the middle of this country.
Mm, when UN agent... When UN secret agent J.W. Garrison, Martin Sheen.
Oh!
And CIA operative Zach Hamilton.
Jart Hamilton.
Played by Jeff Cake.
Jeff Cake.
K-A-A-K-E.
Jeff Cook.
I think it's Cakey.
Might be. I have no fucking
clue. He's caked, dude.
Mm-mm.
He's caked up.
Yellow cake.
When they uncover the plot, they know their only hope is to infiltrate Puerto Rico's jet set and find the group's mastermind.
What the fuck?
Like the jet set of the like their the high end, the elite, the
oh,
rich people.
I see.
Rich
okay.
people.
Okay. That's such a term that I never understood.
Well, I only associate the words jet set with radio and future.
Exactly. Exactly. that's all, like when you said jet set, I'm like, radio future?
Yeah. To do this, they recruit the sexiest, deadliest operatives around.
Martin Sheen.
Kim Taylor. Angie Everhart. Played by Angie Everhart.
Oh, okay.
Victoria Carrera. Sorry, that one threw me off because it's in like a dark patch.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria Carrera, played by Tracy Bingham. Oh. And Ava Kuroff, played by Ava Helena. Okay. Well,
that sounds like a Bond girl.
They call that the Danza.
The what?
The Danza. Like Tony Danza in the show that Tony Danza was in played a character named Tony.
Oh, same first name?
Yeah.
Got it.
Or like if I were to play a character named Kevin. Or
got
if you were
it.
To play a character
yeah,
named...
Yeah, because that is a common thing.
Named
yeah.
Douchebag.
Named Fuckwit.
They recruit these three ladies to form the Dream Team, which stands for Dangerous Reconnaissance Emergency Action Mission.
That sounds like a Lego theme.
It is. This actually turns into a Lego movie halfway
Dude,
through.
Dude, 10 out of 10.
The girls go undercover, posing as models on location.
They're clearly not under any covers.
No, on the back, they're very clearly undercover okay. as people who are at a shooting range.
Oh.
But they're not wearing the earmuffs.
Earmuffs.
The girls go undercover, posing as models on location, reconnoitering.
Whoa, all right.
Amidst cocktail parties and photo shoots. They soon discover that wealthy businessman Oliver Maxwell, played by Ian McShane.
Sure.
And his assistant Lena Brand, played by Tracy Lords.
Sure.
Are up to more than just soaking up rays for periods.
Now.
When Ava is kidnapped by Maxwell, the Dream Team must face off again, must race against time. When Ava is kidnapped by Maxwell, the Dream Team must race against time to save their partner and defuse the bomb. Bet you forgot there was a bomb.
The bomb is Martin Sheen.
Someone set up us the bomb. TJ.
Yes.
This is going to suck, and I look forward to it.
I think it's going to be a more entertaining suck, though.
Yes. Yes.
Rather than just existential suck.
When I read the back, I didn't think much about the quote from the Hollywood Reporter that this is a cross between Charlie's Angels and Mission Impossible, which is on both the front and the back.
Oh, wow.
I like how I showed you the back and then the front. That's a joke for us. I didn't think much of it until I read the plot, and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, that's just Charlie's Angels, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Charlie's Angels is aping Mission Impossible.
Ironically,
already,
they didn't get
it?
The right sheen for Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
It's the wrong sheen.
Fucking hell.
It's his dad. What's your favorite thing Martin Sheen's ever been in?
Was he West Wing?
He was West Wing.
West Wing was pretty good.
He was the president.
He's been in a lot.
My favorite
was... He
was
in a video game, wasn't he?
He was in World of Warcraft Cataclysm.
Oh, who am I thinking of that was in Mass Effect?
Probably also Martin Sheen.
Okay.
Martin Sheen's been in a lot of stuff. He was in a Spawn, the movie.
Oh.
As a guy.
Okay.
He had a bad beard in that one.
Ooh. Yeah, he's not a beard guy.
He's not a beard-looking guy.
Nah.
He has always looked ancient, though.
Yes.
As the Estevezes tend to.
Yeah, the Estevezes.
The Estevees.
Estepodes.
Let's just watch this fucking shitty
Let's
movie.
Let's fucking do it. Fuck that.
Two Easter. Intros, bitches.
Fuck that Easter shit. Fuck Easter.
We're dream team now, bitch.
$0.69 special is not brought to you by Fiji Water.
Fiji. Oh, it's not?
Fiji. It's the one what in the rectangular prism.
It's the one what in the rectangle bottle. Fuck your cup holders. Fiji Water.
Fuck your cup holders. It doesn't taste very good either. Fiji Water.
I've never had Fiji Water.
It's not good.
Okay, then. I've always just considered it overpriced.
Partially, that's why it's not good.
Yeah. Dream Team.
Kids, if you're going to buy bottled water,
just buy a Brita.
Just... Well, I mean, because you don't always have the option.
Eh.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need one now.
Oh, sure. I get you.
Just get a big one.
Yeah. A biggin'.
Just get a big ol' water.
Big water. Big water.
Dream Team did not... Actually had a fair amount of water.
It had a lot of water. Mostly ocean water.
Mostly ocean water. There were a lot of bathing suits.
Bathing suits.
Hey, did you guys want a movie with plot?
Sorry.
Oops.
Well, what kind of plot?
A followable one.
Ah.
One where the main characters that are on the front of the box do things.
I mean, they... It's like a half hour of plot crammed in a 2 hour movie. Or how long is this movie? Hour and a half?
Hour and a half, thereabouts.
Yeah. Half hour of plot crammed in an hour and a half movie.
Oh, shit.
Huh?
Music by Zamp Nicol, Ian Matthews.
What did you call me?
Zamp Nicol. Nickel. Damn. Zamp Nicol and Matthias.
Damn. What names?
Zamp.
Zamp. That's my superhero word.
The soundtrack for this movie did sound like it was made by a guy named Zamp.
That's true. Zamp. That sounds like a ripoff of Winamp.
It's like the I guess Winamp's free normally.
Yeah, I think it's open source too. I'm not sure. I don't know.
But it's like a second open source version.
Yeah, for some obscure Linux operating system.
Yeah, like Ubuntu. Red Hat.
What a hat.
What a hat. TJ.
Kevin.
Dream Team was not very good.
It was cheesy.
It was, okay. It was fun.
Yes. Yes.
But not for any reason that the movie was intended.
Yes.
And that kind of makes it similar to The Room, right?
Yeah.
Where The Room is not fun, is not funny intentionally.
No.
It's trying to be a drama.
It's tripping over itself.
This movie, I don't think, is tripping over itself so much as, like, it's doing exactly by the numbers of its era, but that era has aged so poorly that it's just fucking funny.
That's true. That's a really good way to look at it.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because this came out in 1999 originally.
Yep.
Or it was produced in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
This DVD came out in 2001.
Was a lead-in to a 5-episode TV series.
Also called Dream Team. Or The Dream
the
Team.
The Dream Team. Mm-hmm.
Although I believe that's not acronymed.
No, it's not. And also it doesn't have Mr. Sheen.
It does not have Mr. Sheen.
But it does have Dollar Store Bruce Campbell.
It does have Dollar Store Bruce Campbell, played by... Oh, that's Jeff Cakey.
Is that Jeff Cakeman?
That's Jeff Cake.
I think you're...
Well, that would be Zach Hamilton, so
that
that's
is Jeff Cake. Jeff Cake!
Listen.
Look out, I've got a Jeff Cake.
You guys... Okay, great. Thanks, future TJ, for replacing that bad joke that I said with this Toonami ad for Gundam Wing.
Perfect.
If you can find it.
Oh, yeah.
Bet you could.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in you, future TJ.
I definitely can. Present TJ is saying that future TJ definitely can.
Haha, you're fucking ruining your future life.
I know. Future me may be mad at present me. That's a problem for future
y'all
me.
Guys heard me read the back earlier, so you know the plot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like I said, it's a very straightforward.
It is exactly beat for beat what was on
Evil
the back.
Man what want to make anthrax bomb.
He wants to make an impossibly good anthrax bomb.
Yeah, it's basically a human bug bomb.
And he thinks that by putting it on top of a certain very tall building that was still standing in New York at the time.
One of a pair.
One of a, let's say.
Yeah.
That would be the, quote, ground zero, unquote.
Mm-hmm. 99.
For this human bug bomb. And that would somehow spread out across a huge chunk of New York.
Who knows about the wind?
The problems there being wind.
Yep.
How air works. The fact that it's very high up.
Yeah.
You would think that it would be good for spreading it, but it still has to go down.
Right.
And
up high, there are stronger air currents.
And also, in New York, there's pollution in air.
Yes.
Already.
A lot.
So it could just get stuck in smog.
Yeah. Now you got anthrax smog.
Which is worse, admittedly.
Yes.
Especially in 1999.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, same time, it's not a good plan.
Yeah.
It's a bad plan.
It is a bad plan.
It's a bad plan, Ian McShane, that you got there.
What was it? Hold on.
That's him.
You're,
Oliver Maxwell.
Yeah, you remember the fucking character names, yeah.
No, I read the back.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was holding it up looking at it. I was looking for it. Because I couldn't remember a goddamn person.
So, yeah, it was Dollar Store Bruce Campbell gets
He recruits three lovely ladies.
To pose as models.
To pose as models and mostly do posing.
Yeah. But while they're on this island to figure out what is going on with Mr. Maxwell.
But they never do any investigative work.
It's weird.
So far as we know, the only way that they become involved is that they shoot their load too early, I think.
Something like that.
Because they try to befriend
Oliver Maxwell.
Ian McShane.
Yep.
Oliver Maxwell, the big evil man.
Mm-hmm.
Who smokes cigars. That's how you know he's very evil.
Mm-hmm.
Because all people who smoke cigars are evil. This is true. And a fact. I'm being told by my lawyers that it is neither true nor a fact.
We have lawyers?
I have lawyers.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I can afford them.
Got it.
I've been stealing all of our merch sales.
Oh. I must be an expensive lawyer.
No. He's doing it pro bono.
Oh man,
if you would like to be our lawyer, don't.
Yeah, please don't.
Pick someone better.
That'll just complicate things.
Also, we don't need one at the moment.
There were at least three we're doing modeling stuff scenes with ladies
and nothing happens. But the only way that they interact with the plot at all is that they start talking to big bad evil guy.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much immediately.
Yeah.
And being like, we're going to be really friendly to get in close. And he's like, yes, obviously that is a trap.
Yeah.
These people are very clearly being too friendly too quickly.
Yeah.
They are spies.
Yeah.
But then they never do any spy work.
Exactly
one person does any infiltrating and it's fucking Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
Fake Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, what... at least with Charlie's fucking Angels, yeah, you had a bunch of cheesecake.
They were also...
But you got some of the shepherd's pie from Cheesecake Factory, too, where they did the sneaking and punching.
Nice.
I like Cheesecake Factory.
Okay. I mainly only have their cheesecake.
Listen, I'm not going to go to bat for Cheesecake Factory because I think it's the gaudiest place that has ever existed.
Oh, yeah.
That's not branded with a giant word starting with T.
Oh, Toys R Us.
Toys R Us, correct. Yeah. F.A.O. Schwartz. no, F.A.O. Schwartz was great. May you rest in peace.
Good, good stuffed animals.
And a Trojan horse.
Oh, that's true.
It was a Trojan rocking horse, rather.
Ah, cute.
So that's fun.
So you bring it into your house and a bunch of little toy Romans come out.
Yeah, and then kill your family.
Yeah, exactly. Kids love it.
Kids fucking love it. They're like, oh, yay, kill Hector, kill
Bloodsport,
Hector.
Bloodsport.
Yeah, Achilles, drag the guy through the fucking dirt on by your, what's it called, chariot?
Chariot, is it the thing on the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, chariot.
Because he ties into the chariot. Anyway.
Oh.
The electric time to a horse?
Chariot. Huh?
I don't know. Well, listen, read the Iliad.
I don't know.
I don't even know if that's actually in the Iliad or if that's in the movie Troy.
Well, it wasn't. Was Troy the Iliad in the Odyssey, or was that Ulysses wrote them?
Nope, Homer wrote them.
Like I said, what did Ulysses write?
Grant.
S.
Homer did the Iliad and the Odyssey.
Right.
Which are part one and part two, basically.
Yes.
The Iliad is the Trojan War.
That's right.
And the Odyssey is Odysseus coming home from the Trojan War.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Odysseus
Prime. This movie sucked.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was, like you said, it was sort of fun, but it was still bad.
But,
like, and you mentioned The Room earlier. One of the big redeeming factors of The Room is how batshit Tommy Wiseau is.
And it's diversely bad.
Yes.
You know, each scene has its own bad arc.
Yes.
You know,
its own bark, if you will.
And each one is bad in its own, like, unique little microcosm, and you go, oh, this is that bit, this is that bit, this is that bit.
Right.
I can't remember a single goddamn bit from this fucking movie.
Other is like modeling bit, and then something happened.
And it's
modeling
so,
bit.
It's so monotone that it all just blends together for me.
Yes.
And so by the end, it becomes so fucking draining.
And I think one of the things that, thinking back on it, is also pretty bad, is that opening scene before the second set of credits.
Which was actually very good.
Uh-huh. It was good, but tonally it was completely out of place.
Yeah, it was very dark.
Yeah, because everything after that was more like TV action showy.
And which makes sense because this is basically a pilot for a TV action show.
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
So like when we open with Martin Sheen like trying to capture this KGB war criminal?
I don't know.
Because it seems at first like they're going to, like, you know, quietly assassinate the guy.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. You know, he did bioweapons for the KGB. Yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Also, I wasn't aware that the KGB, like, as an official thing, had a bioweapons guy.
Right.
Apparently they did. And he's very large. He looks like someone that you would have casted to play Mario in 1989. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
He's got like a Mario-esque...
He feels Mario-like, yeah.
But not as Italian?
No.
Because he's Russian?
He's just a round man.
He's just round. Unlike, say, someone that you would cast in the year 2021 to play Mario.
A round computer.
No, a Chris Pratt.
Oh,
Christopher Pratt.
I'm trying to make a pratfall pun, but
that movie's gonna Pratt fail. Thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy for this award that I'm giving myself, since we are now an award-winning podcast.
I mean, that's
podcast.
The Oscars, ain't it?
Yeah, what douchebags. You gotta fucking go up on their goddamn stage and thank the fucking people who gave you the fucking award. Wait, that makes sense.
Wait a second, that makes sense.
Hold on.
Hold the phone. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's all coming together.
It's all coming together.
Dream Team's poison.
The poison for Dream Team.
Yeah, dude. There's nothing really redeemable about this movie. There was nothing redeyable about the...
I know
Beyond
you
the Manger.
Ugh. I know you said that there's not a lot of memorable stuff in Dream Team, but is there a scene in your head that...
I actually really liked the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
when we're getting to know the characters, we're setting up the team.
Yes.
And then basically the movie stops for me at the first like swimsuit modeling scene.
Yeah, it grinds to a halt.
Where it's just like, okay, so now we have like 2 minutes of this scene where you pointed out several times during it that it looks like it's very 90s commercial.
Yes.
Which I think was the point.
Right.
Because that's what they're doing in universe.
Yes.
Is they're making commercials, basically.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, could we have some movie?
Yeah, we get it. They're posing as models.
Like, we only need about a minute and a half.
Yes.
Of that.
Yeah, we need...
Tops.
Yes. And I know it's just like, oh, cheesecake, cheesecake, cheesecake.
And they keep coming back to it?
Yes, that was the thing.
And I'm like, we don't need that.
Yeah.
We actually, it's very much to the movie's detriment that it keeps going back to that.
And to me, it's like, okay, it's very clearly saying this plot is an excuse to have these scenes.
Right.
Whereas,
like, I understand that a lot of the time plots are an excuse for the...
specific scenes.
For specific scenes. Usually for sex scenes a lot of the time.
Sure, sure.
Especially for shit that's like, come on.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Right.
Like, Dream Team...
I mean, my expectations were not high when Dream I saw Team, that. That's why I picked it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We knew what we were getting into.
Yes.
But, like, I don't know, I expected them to try a little harder.
I expected worse acting.
Yeah. The thing was, the acting was pretty good.
It was all right.
Like, there was stilted reads, but, like...
Yeah.
What were they given?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it felt like exactly what I imagined the TV show was.
I wanted to feel like Martin Sheen realized he was carrying this thing and hated it.
Well, Martin Sheen never does that.
He's a professional?
He's a professional. Very he true. Carries almost every movie that he's in. Except,
excuse
like,
me, sorry.
Spawn, I guess. Nothing carries Spawn.
No, Spawn is just on the ground.
It's not a good film. But... And he is the best part of this movie.
He is.
He was in it a lot more than we thought he would be.
Way more!
Not nearly enough to be the only billed actor on the
DVD.
No,
he shouldn't have... I mean, it's an advertising for it. But yeah, no, he absolutely shouldn't be. He was not the main character.
Nearly.
He's not one of the main characters. We thought he was going to be. They set it up almost like he was going to be.
But then it's like we ran out of money.
And then it just took a big old right turn.
We ran out of money for Martin Sheen.
Right.
He can only be in Zoom calls.
We have to wait
calls.
Until the end to bring him back.
And even then we'd barely do it.
Yeah.
A good chunk of the film is spent with people sitting down.
Yes.
Which, in an action movie...
probably not the best.
Feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in any movie, it feels kind of weird.
So, one thing I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, hit me.
So, they're on, what, Puerto Rico? Is that where they are?
I believe it's Costa Rica.
Costa Rica? I'm sorry. You're right.
No, it's Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico.
Because of the rum.
Because of the what?
She oh, the rum. The
yeah,
rum.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not there because of the rum, but, you know.
You know. I
would be.
But they, so they have a little, like, evil lair, evil mm-hmm. bunker.
Oh, yes.
And one of the things this evil bunker has is...
this is actually the best part of the
movie. Yeah, they have, like, robot machine guns that pop up from the ground.
I take back what I said earlier. This is my favorite part of the movie.
And so there's this scene where they pay the KGB guy.
Yeah, for his work on this anthrax.
Yeah, and they let him go. And, of course, big, bad, evil guy is whenever you get let go from working with him, he just murders you. But in this case, it was he started going and walking through, like, the forest back to a plane or something.
He was going to a secret plane, I think. In the jungle?
And he turns to, like, a screen and has, like, an NES Advantage controller.
Big, bad, evil man.
And big, bad, evil man. And he starts the game, quote-unquote. Which is literally just remote controlling the machine guns.
Yeah, he just has some machine guns that rise out of the ground and shoot at this guy. And I'm like, okay, that's fucking hilarious.
But the Even screen funnier. Doesn't show like a camera shot.
No.
It shows a top-down video game view.
It does.
And the person is like a video game character. But the best fucking
part.
The
best part.
If you listen carefully to the music that they made the video game play.
I was initially like, there's no way. This is just stock
It Beeps is, if you search on YouTube, Zelda 2 OST,
and you find,
find the playlist, and click on Town Village theme, 2, Town Theme 2.
Town Theme 2.
It's that. I'm going to put in a clip right here. It was that.
Please don't sue us, Nintendo.
It was just that. And it was incredible because
it was
lifted
straight from it.
It was literally exactly
I think they left in some jumping noises.
They left in some, like, menu noises.
Yeah.
But the thing was, like, it played, and I was like, my brain was like, oh, yeah, you've heard this before. And, like, the message in my brain was going and going, and then it hit something. And I was like, wait a fucking second. And then I...
He paused the movie.
Yeah.
And he never does this. We never do this where we look, like, pause the film to look up trivia.
Right.
Even if it's, like, audible trivia, we'll either save it.
Right.
Or we...
forget it.
Or we'll just watch it while the fucking movie's going because it doesn't matter.
Right.
But this movie doesn't have subtitles, so...
Unfortunately.
It needed it.
Yeah.
But, like...
But I paused. I was like, I've heard this song.
He brings it up and... Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, it is.
Well played. It did sound very Zelda 2-y, but I thought it was just an homage to Zelda 2.
Right. But no, it was literally just the song.
And I don't know how they got away with it.
Yeah. So Nintendo.
I think maybe that's why it only got five episodes.
Because Nintendo.
Koji Kondo broke into their offices and killed them all.
Wow. Koji Kondo went... Rambo.
I hope Koji Kondo did the...
I think he did. I think you're right. Hold on.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Keep talking. I'll look it up.
I'm almost 100% sure he did. I'm pretty sure he did.
Not Breath of the Wild.
This is going to kill me. I need to know.
I need...
Tell me Big Hero, because I need to know.
Adventure of Link.
I need to know.
Zelda 2 Adventure of Link. Adventure of Link.
Here's some audience participation. How do you guys feel about Zelda 2 Adventure of Link?
Post it somewhere.
Give us a review on iTunes and or Spotify. Does Spotify do reviews? I don't know. Or you can send us an email at youjerks@69centspecial.com, a real email that you can send things to.
Yes.
Please do. I'm still waiting, Charles. I sure hope that someone who listens is named Charles, and that really weirded them out.
I don't want the user reviews. I want
who did the music?
I want the.
Why didn't you just look up who did the music?
Shut up. Yad, music.
I'm pretty sure it's Koji Kondo.
That is nothing like one. Zelda 2 Adventure of Link, music, composer.
Good lord.
Look, sometimes I forget.
No, I'm saying good lord to the web search.
Ah. It was Akito Nakatsuka.
Oh.
The musician that composed music for Zelda 2 Adventure of Link, among other titles, are Ice Climber, Pilot Wings 64,
ooh,
which has a lot of bops. A
lot of bops.
And the Japan-only Suta Hakun. He took Koji Kondo's place for a while. One of the songs Nakatsuka made for Zelda 2 Palace Theme was orchestrated for Smash Brothers Melee and renamed Temple Theme.
Yes.
His Ice Climber theme was also used in Melee.
This I know.
This I know that shit.
The... Okay, so... So it was... But Koji Kondo probably broke into their offices personally.
Yeah. Just like a fuck you.
He's known for murder. He's not.
He's not. Probably a sweet man.
Allegedly,
I don't know.
He is not known for murder.
I don't know. I've never met him. I mean, he gets a lot of work, so I imagine he's probably a decent person.
Let's move on.
All right. Koji Kondo, great music.
Great music, great murder.
Papa John's.
This movie sucked.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
I was disappointed. But I will say that the fun of the... When they were having fun, it was pretty fun.
Yes.
But for the most part, it did just seem like, okay, we got to get some more fucking cheesecake in there.
Yeah.
We got to pad for time.
Yeah. And like, and this is not to say that anything that's like cliche is bad.
No, cliches exist for a purpose.
Yes. Or tropey, I should say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there were also clearly spots for commercial breaks. Which
well, yes, because this was a TV movie.
Yeah.
Like, we're not gonna mince words here.
No.
I'm not gonna say, oh man, oh, it had commercial breaks. Oh, it's a bad movie. Yeah.
Or no, no. Well, so did Good versus Good Against Evil.
Yeah, Good Against Evil had commercial breaks.
We've watched plenty of TV movies, and
yeah, I believe to me, Future Sport.
Had
at least one, because that was a TV movie.
Yeah, and yeah, for the most part, like I'll notice them, but it doesn't, since the commercials aren't actually there.
A lot of the time, functionally, there's not a whole lot different from a regular fade to black.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, excuse me.
Oh yeah, ooh, that was a rough one.
I'm sorry, I'm 13.
Yeah, I'm just learning what my balls do.
I'm 12, and what is this?
Nice.
Yeah, classic.
Classic riff.
But there's not really a huge difference between a regular fade to black and a commercial break.
Mm-hmm. Or Metallica's fade to black.
Functionally, no. Fade to black, famously sponsored by Fiji Water.
Oh. Life, it seems, will Fiji Water. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
And as I lay me down to sleep, I drink Fiji Water.
Enter Fiji Water. exit Fiji.
Into water.
Fiji water.
We're off to drink Fiji water. Don't sue us, Metallica. Or Fiji splash. Water.
Fiji water.
This is what we've devolved into. But yeah, there's not a whole lot different between a regular fade to black and a commercial break, aside from like timing.
Because
a regular fade to black is like, okay, something like final has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like so there's finality to this, ideally. Mm-hmm. You're meant to take a break from what just happened.
Right.
A commercial break is like, they just said something and now we're moving on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was only one, I think, disguised commercial break.
For... or when, I should say. I'm sorry.
It was when they were doing like that demonstration of like the bomb's like coverage area, and it's the totally red screen, and then it
held a little long.
Yeah, it held a little long to the photo shoot, and we were like, okay, they're gonna cut to a photo shoot.
Yep,
they're gonna cut to a photo shoot. And I was expecting it to zoom out, and it was like, oh, it was a butt.
Yeah, like a red swimsuit. No, it just
cut, hard cut. And they're in like gray.
Yeah, or silver or something. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. If you like 1999 fashion, this is a great movie.
Oh, you'd be all over it.
There were shiny pants.
At least one pair.
At least one pair of shiny pants, at least one shiny dress.
Yep.
Swimsuits that existed.
Mm-hmm. One that said Maui in big letters.
There's not a whole lot more to say.
Maui, big letters.
How would we fix this movie? How would we make it more interesting?
How do we make it more interesting?
Besides remove about 20 minutes.
I would want the girls to play more roles during the modeling scenes. So that maybe like one of them one day is the camera person. And they'll, like, be taking pictures of the model, and then they, like, turn and take a picture of, like,
that's
what a hideout is.
That's good.
Because it's, like, little espionage.
And they're, like, casing the joint.
Yeah.
I would like some of that. Another option would be we get a little bit of them, like, schmoozing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trying to do
with the bad guy?
Yeah, trying to do some spy work to get in. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily with the big bad guy directly.
Sure, right.
But maybe with an underling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Close, maybe steal a key card,
right?
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Your classic Castle Wolfenstein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like they did a whole lot.
There's
bits at the end where they do things.
At the very end.
But it's like, okay, but what did you do for the rest of the movie?
Yeah, padded it out
with
breastises.
That's all that's playing in my head right now. I can't think. I'm just, I am error.
I am error.
My favorite part about Zelda 2 is that that is a joke.
Yeah.
It's not like an error message.
Uh-huh.
But there's an... So it's either that guy or another guy.
Uh-huh.
It's another guy in the game who says that his name is Bagu.
Okay.
Which is just left in, like, as romanized Japanese.
Okay.
For bug.
Oh. My name is Bug.
And the other guy's name is Error.
Oh, I get it.
So, like...
I am Bug. I am Error. Okay, that's
But
cute.
They didn't leave... But they didn't translate Bagu's name. So he's just Bagu.
So it's sort of lost the error. The whole joke is
so
gone.
So it seems like it's an error message.
Right?
Like they didn't test the game. And no, they're slightly more clever than that. They just didn't have anything for them to say.
Yeah. Yeah, it's stuck in my head too.
What's weird is that the song itself isn't stuck in my head. It's the concept of Zelda 2 that's just stuck in my head.
The scene of being in a Zelda 2 village is stuck in my head.
I like Zelda 2 conceptually, and I like a lot of its gameplay. I do not like how it's structured.
Yeah.
You know?
The open world part?
Well, I like the open world part. It's just that it's confusing to navigate unless you know what you're doing.
That's very true.
The difficulty curve is just fucking through the roof. Like, Death Mountain is dungeon 3.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest place in the entire game. After that, the whole fucking thing is a cakewalk.
Well, granted, this is back when games had manuals.
Sure, but the manual, from what I remember at the time, didn't tell you a whole lot.
Like, I was going to say about, like, the XP system.
It told you about that.
Okay.
And that's actually pretty easy to figure out.
Yeah.
Like, especially now, I guess. Because
we're more used to it, yeah.
We're more used to RPGs in general.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty new at the time.
Mm-hmm. What with the Final Fantasy?
Dragon Quest would actually be the big one. Dragon Quests 1, 2, and 3, and especially 3, informed a huge amount of how JRPGs work.
Especially slimes.
Slimes, the concept of having a party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's Ultima.
Sure.
True.
Mm-hmm.
But... in the JRPG sense,
right, exactly.
It's Dragon Quest III,
and in my opinion, informed the Pokemon battle system, which is basically similar to a lot of RPGs.
Well, Pokemon is just Dragon Quest
With balls, or can you capture stuff in Dragon Quest?
You can occasionally tame monsters in Dragon Quest.
Okay,
but I don't know if gotta I don't know which came first. It's a chicken egg sort of
Dragon Quest.
Well, because Dragon Warrior Monsters exists.
True.
So I actually found my copy of Dragon Warrior Monsters.
Hey, what's it for?
It was for the Game Boy, but you could play it on a Game Boy Advance with extra color.
Oh.
It was for the Game Boy Color. But
there's also Dragon Quest Builders.
Dragon Quest is so huge, and it's way bigger in Japan than it ever will be here.
Oh, absolutely.
To the point where, you know how the Dragon Quest main character in Smash is just named Hero?
Yes.
That's... that character's canonical name in every single Dragon Quest. It's just Hero.
So did Akira Toriyama just do the art?
He did character design.
Okay.
So he's had a hand in it, I think.
Okay. I was going to say, like, story writing?
I don't think he did much story.
Okay. That's probably why I had Dragon Ball. I mean, he's done a lot of things, but...
I mean, yeah. But this Chrono Trigger...
Oh, Chrono Trigger. True.
Dragon Quest.
Dragon Ball and Dragon Balls and Dragon Bogged.
I don't think he did good.
Did he not?
I think he didn't like good.
Oh, okay. Dragon Ball Spur.
Spur he did.
Okay. Ball Spur.
You don't want ball spurs.
No. Like bone spurs in your balls.
So you haven't played a Dragon Quest game?
I own, was it 12? For the 3DS or something?
12 isn't
like
out. 11.
Might have been 8.
11 was out on the 3DS.
Sorry, DS, not 3DS.
That was 9.
Is that 9? You're right, it's 9. I own it, I don't think I've played it.
That one's one of the weirder ones.
Yeah?
Because you design the main character.
Okay.
Like, you can actually, like, customize them. Uh-huh. You can't Monster Factory them, sadly. Because it's just all Akira Toriyama art.
Yeah, here's hair.
Well, it's you know... You could make a Goku. You will almost every time
inevitably
make a Trunks.
Make a Goku. Oh, true.
Because Trunks looks really fucking dope,
right?
You will never make a Vegeta
back in fashion.
Because you can't get that much forehead. Sorry, can't do it.
We have a lack of forehead memory in the DS.
In that one, you recruit all of your party members,
like Final Fantasy.
Sort of like Final Fantasy 1.
Okay.
Where they're generic.
Interesting.
They don't have a real role in the story. They're just your party.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, you can still, like,
It's not like Chrono Trigger where it's like, this is a character in the story.
No, it's not like Frog.
Right.
Or, you know.
Marl.
Robot.
Yeah.
You know?
Is Marl in that game?
I believe Marl is. I believe that's
the blonde one or the glasses one?
That's the blonde one.
Okay.
Glasses is Luca.
Luca.
I've played most of Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Dragon.
Actually, no, I haven't. I've played about a third of Chrono Trigger. I get stuck in one point and I stop wanting to play.
Nice.
Because how I am with games is if I can't beat a part, I stop playing it.
Yeah, fuck it.
I go do something else.
Yeah.
Like Diablo, usually.
Diablo's pretty great.
Although when I get to a part where I can't beat in Diablo, then I'm fucked.
Yeah, you're just like, well,
what do I do now?
Yeah.
Start another character. But yeah, I'm trying to get more into Dragon Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Because prior to Dragon Quest XI, which is the latest one,
mm-hmm.
I hadn't played through any of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I had only really played Dragon Warrior Monsters and a little bit of 9 up to that point.
Okay.
Because I love JRPGs on handhelds.
Yeah.
Fucking love them. That's the best place for them.
Because they take a lot of time and you want
to... They take a lot of time, but also, like, they're really good to hold your attention a little bit
mm-hmm.
on a bus.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to hold your whole attention.
Your all attention.
Because you'll miss your bus.
Mm-hmm.
You'll miss your stop. But you want a little bit so you don't have to listen to the crazy guy.
True.
That's inevitably sitting next to me. Every single time.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
I have an aura of welcomeness, which mm-hmm. sucks because I don't like people.
Mm-hmm. Curse.
I'm nice, but I hate.
It's a nice hatred.
I'm just stalling for time. Do we need?
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts on Dream Team? It sucked. Don't watch it.
Yeah.
I think... Here's the thing. If you can watch it at 1.5 times speed...
With friends and point and laugh at it?
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
You could also just stop it when everybody's bored.
Exactly.
Like, the ending doesn't matter.
It's a no-responsibility movie.
Right, exactly. This is the perfect movie to chop.
Yes.
To, like, chop up and get, like a greatest hits.
Yeah, like a half-hour version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, about a TV episode length.
Oh, go figure.
Go figure.
Go figure.
Go figuera.
Go figueroa.
What are your final thoughts, TJ?
Very similar to yours, but I still like that I picked it up. It wasn't as miserable as it could have been.
No, it was definitely way, way better than it could have been.
And it was way better than fucking...
I think we might be a little bit poisoned because that abomination.
Yeah.
We say have it looking just, over like, it. Tossed across the room.
Yeah, fuck that thing.
That
we talked about at the beginning of this episode.
That monster with a yo-yo in it.
Ugh.
Not even a cool yo-yo. Fuck that movie. This movie's great. Watch Dream Team.
Whoa, 180.
Go to the music.
Yeah, go to the fucking Dream Team.
Dream.
Dream.
You're the Dream.
Dreamweaver.
You're the Dream.
I will play some Link.